Max nodded. We mustn't forget our holy heavenly Father. Grace spoke, her words barely recognizable.
Believe me, Dr. Sparks, I've been praying non-stop.
Sparks smiled. It lit up his face, gave warmth to his stern demeanor. I'm very glad to hear that. So let us pray together, Grace. Let us both ask God for his help and for his guidance. The surgeon went down on his knees. At that moment, Grace thought him very odd, but didn't comment. Sparks's manner suggested that the ritual wasn't subject to debate. She closed her eyes, managed to put her hands together. Dear Heavenly Father, Sparks began, be our guiding light through this time of darkness. Be a strong beacon to direct us through this upcoming storm. Show us your mercy and your love in its abundancy. Let your wisdom be our wisdom, your perfection be our perfection. Let Grace Armstrong be upmost in her fortitude. Give her strength and faith. In your abundant love, allow me and my staff to be swift and sure-footed as we embark on another journey to heal the sick and mend the feeble. Grace winced inside at the word feeble. And now, a moment of silence, Sparks said. You may add your own words of prayer here, Grace. Her own words were, please let me go to sleep, wake up, and